agree.
Take a gospel card.
I agree with you.
Take a gospel card.
I do agree.
You agree.
The whole world is corrupted.
Well, it is. This is, you're looking at Satan's kingdom. Do you remember, you read the Bible?
I have.
Are you a Christian?
No, I'm actually Lutheran.
Lutheran. Okay, yeah. I would say he's right. He's not a Bible-believing Christian. Lutheranism is a very corrupted, man-made religion. Did you know Martin Luther? It's named after Martin Luther.
Yes.
Did you know he was a murderous man?
No.
You know how he said you should baptize?
Actually, yeah, I kind of.
He said you baptize a Jew by throwing him in the river with a rock around their neck. Do you know who used his writings to kill all the Jews?
Who?
Adolf Hitler. Martin Luther was a heretic man.
A lot of Germans and
yeah, he was
Protestants.
Yeah, he left the Roman Catholic faith, but he didn't leave far enough, and he brought a lot of sin with him, and then the evangelicals continued it. To follow Christ, you must walk in spirit and in truth, and you must be born of the biblical gospel. Can I share it with you?
Yes.
Will you hear it?
Yes.
So Jesus came into the world to solve man's sin problem. All of us were born with a fallen nature. We're not depraved. We can choose, but oftentimes what do we choose? Sin. Jesus came into the world to be the perfect sacrifice. God had set up a blood sacrifice system. Without the shedding of blood, Hebrews 9:22 tells us there's no remission of sin. So in the Old Testament, they were killing animals over and over as an archetype of Jesus. It never really washed away anyone's sin, but what it did was it gave them an archetype of Christ to come. Jesus comes, who is God, in the flesh, and he lives the perfect life you and I couldn't do. Have you sinned?
Yes.
Have you sinned?
Absolutely.
I've sinned more than all these people combined, probably. I was the worst of the worst. So Jesus comes into the world, and he says that if you will follow him and obey him and believe upon him, that's what believing is, following and obeying. If you believe in the laws of this land, like you drive through your town, and they have speed laws and all that, if you believe in the laws, do you obey them or break them?
Try to absolutely obey him.
Obey him.
Like, I don't care about those laws.
Yeah.
God's laws.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you got the Bible tells us to obey man's law. So what I'm going for is a lot of people say they believe in Jesus, but they don't obey him at all. They practice Lutheranism, other church systems, and they're following man. So Jesus comes into the world, sheds his blood that gives us a chance to be washed clean, rises again and defeats death. You guys are young men, I'm an old man, but guess what? Death's coming for all of us, isn't it? Everyone,
yeah,
look around
inevitable.
You. Look around you. I'm going to look around. In about 80 years, everybody you see is dead and in the grave if Christ doesn't come back, other than maybe a little small child that makes it longer. So Christ comes and defeats death and sheds his blood. And by faith, if you believe in him, that's the start. That's not the end. That's the start. Then Jesus' first ministry words were repent. If you believe on me, and you just said this world is evil, and it is, it's Satan's kingdom.
It's
Jesus said,
the most evil I think I've ever. People are so easily corrupted by the devil.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's having his way. So let me finish the gospel. Faith, repentance, that means change your mind, change your ways. You got to be willing to lose your whole life. Either you guys ever been married?
No.
If you ever get married, a good marriage is you lose your old life, she loses her old life, come together to have a new life together. Makes sense, doesn't it? What happens if you get married and you want to keep your old life with your old buddies, your old girlfriends, hanging out and doing your old stuff? Is that going to work in the marriage? She can be sitting home going, where have you been? This is my wife.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Nice to meet you.
Hi. I'll give you a pound.
You're going to end up going back to your old ways. So by faith in Christ, repentance, when you're willing to come out of the world, all the false church systems like the Lutheran faith, when God sees a willing vessel, you'd be born from above. Have you heard of born again?
Born
yes.
again.
Yeah, born again. That's what we are. We're born from above is the better term. The Spirit comes down, you're born from above. You know what the fruit you're born again is? A lot of people say they're born again. They have no fruit. Jesus said, you know a tree by its fruit, not its lips. You know a tree by its fruit. Mm-hmm. How many guys will talk to you nice and steal your wallet? Right? So you know them by their fruit. The video camera shows their fruit. They're like, hey, he's being nice to you. His hand on your shoulder while his buddy takes your wallet. They're not nice. They're wicked.
That's
so,
I believe with this whole COVID thing and everything.
Yeah.
Coming in.
It was Satan's plan, and it's moving the world towards the one world order, the one world control. By faith, repentance, you'll be born again. The fruit you're born again is holiness and obedience. The Spirit takes you to the Word, and you begin to test everything you do. And over time, you change how you act, talk, live, dress. Yep, we don't want to dress like the world. We don't want to live like the world. We don't want to talk like the world. We don't want to spend our money like the world. We don't want to spend our time like the world. Look at the world. They do all these things that are against God and Antichrist, and many of them in America claim to be Christians, do they not?
Yes.
But they're worse They're worse sinners than even the worldly people. How can you mix light and darkness? They're not truly born again.
And it gets worse as you go to the top.
Yep, it does. The further you go.
Well,
so,
it's never been like that. I mean, it's absolutely out of control.
It's always been sinful. The denominations have never been biblical, but it's gotten worse.
All of that.
So by faith, I'm being redundant. Repentance, you'll be born again. Holiness and obedience. You're aligning yourself to Scripture. You're walking all God's ways. You're going to lose your family, your friends. If you have a worldly career, let's say you're a bartender, you're going to lose that. Whatever job was worldly, you're going to lose all that for the cause of Christ, and you drop your nets. Jesus told fishermen, come follow me. Guess what they did? Drop their nets, and they followed him. They didn't go, well, maybe, I don't know, I like fishing, I make good money, I don't. They dropped their nets to follow and obey Jesus. And the last part of the gospel, and all this is on the gospel card I gave you, you got to endure. You can't just believe today and say, I'm going to go to heaven no matter what. If you believe today and you repent, you have the hope of salvation. But guess what you have to do tomorrow? Same thing. You got to be walking in it. You got to endure. You got to be growing in your holiness and your righteousness. So everything is on that gospel card. My website for free has thousands of articles. We don't take people's money. My email's on there. If I can ever help you, gentlemen, you've been gracious to listen to me preach the gospel.
Absolutely.
We love you as our neighbor. Seek the kingdom of God, and me and my brothers would be here to help you if you're ever interested in that.
Okay.
I love you.
No, I am interested.
Well, you email me, and we'll start talking.
All right.
Sounds good. God be praised.
Thank you.
Love you, neighbor.
Bye-bye.